If you get a map and you want to travel from point A to point B and there's no scale, you've no idea if you're going to be traveling meters, miles, hundreds of miles. You just don't know. So scale is very important in a number of different ways. So how can we work out how big something is? Well, something that would help us tremendously is if there was something in the picture we do know the size of, because we have something of known size in the picture to compare the thing of unknown size to. And this is essentially what a scale does. A scale puts something of known size, so it will generally be 1 mile or 10 miles or 100 miles or a meter, whatever it is. It shows something of a known quantity, and we can then use that to, or we can compare that to the rest of that map, photo, whatever it is we are looking at. So a scale is instantly useful because it gives us a ruler that we can then use to measure whatever it is we are looking at. And sometimes that'll be a map, sometimes that'll be something else. However, the problem with scale is that it's always smaller than the reality. So scales generally are always trying to show us something that is the wrong size, that's smaller than what it would actually appear as in reality. Not always, but usually. So this means that every scale has something that we call a ratio. And a ratio is what this would be compared to real life. So real life ratio, if we're in a classroom and if I'm looking at you and if you were looking at me, that ratio is a 1 to 1. And what that means is that the thing I'm looking at is the actual size. Okay, so we call that 1 to 1. Now, if what I was looking at was a photo of you, but it was half of your size, then that would be 1 to 2. In other words, it's half of the size. Now, this can get really quite confusing. Okay, so the simplest way to think about this is the one is always real life. Okay, and if something is smaller than real life, it will tell you how many times smaller it is. So if it's half size, then it would be 1 to 2. If it's quarter size, then it would be 1 to 4. If a map is 100 times smaller than real life, then that would be 1 to 100. And because you're dealing with such large areas, you often find that it's thousands of times smaller than reality. Always be very careful about the kind of scale you're using. I should point out, and you won't need this for maths, but it is just an interesting observation, that you can also have ratios that operate the other way. You can have 2 to 1, where the drawing is twice as big as the thing that you're showing. This is often used when drawing coins, for example, which are very, very small. But for maps, that would generally be quite self-defeated. So for maps, we almost always will have a 1-2 ratio. So 1 to 100,000, 1 to 1 million. For global maps, for example, it'll always be substantially smaller. The map will always be substantially smaller than the actual reality.